all the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of FreedomSlips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got little
good morning, everybody. It is 3 a.m. on the East Coast. It is October 9th, 2021. I had to look at the calendar. I forgot what day it was. But good morning. It is 3 a.m. on the East Coast. Welcome, welcome, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the case may be. You are listening to the Driver's Lounge with Trucker Gerald. Good morning. And, you are listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Come on over, check us out. We got a live chat room, and we are 100% listener supported, so make sure you hit on that donate button and help us out, because we rely totally on you. We do not take that corporate money. We do not want them to tell us what we can talk about and what we can't. I'm a truth seeker, and that's what I do. I search for the truth, and, you know, I may not be right. I mean, you know, all the time, but, hey, you know, that's what I do. I search for the truth. I don't trust the official narrative of anything. And good morning. I've been joined by fellow truck driver, military veteran of the Iraq-Afghan wars. He is 7'4". 350 pounds. He is the giant killer. Sergeant Miller, welcome to the program.
Thank you for the introduction. It, you know, it's not needed, and I'm not 300 pounds because I'd have been in the NBA.
Well, if you're 7'4" and 350, you're not fat. You know, you're just a big dude.
Yeah, I'd have been Shaq body double. You know. Well, but you know, good evening, good morning, hello world. You know, welcome to the Driver's Lounge. You know, shout out Revolution Radio, freedomslip.com. And, you know, we're just here to talk and get things out in the open, you know?
Yeah, and for hello, we've also been joined by Two Feathers. Hello, Two Feathers. Are you with us?
Hey, roadkill when vaccination saves lives.
Yeah, talk about roadkill, yeah. I hit a deer last week and tore off my bumper extender. Oh, man, I felt bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've been driving for this account for, 8 years? And the first time I hit a deer, I mean, head on. Yep, sure did. I feel bad. I hate killing an animal. I really do. It makes me feel so bad.
That comes with the territory.
Yep. Hey, take the mic for a minute. My dog. I got to let my dog in.
Hey, Sergeant Miller, I hit a while back, I hit a damn beagle.
Come on, man.
I couldn't help it. I tried to miss him. Man, you know, I mean, that's one of my favorite dogs in the whole world is a beagle.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going too fast and he kind of dodged which way he was going to go, and I could have took the shoulder of the road, but I just accidentally hit him. And I thought he only went on a knee. You got that ground effect on the front of the car. And I thought that might have just scraped him and, you know, bruised him up pretty good. And I went back the next day. I saw him laying on the side of the road. So
Yeah.
Kind of broke my damn heart.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of years ago, I had a bat stuck in the top of the windshield while my running lights at.
A bat.
I was like, damn. I mean, you know, being a trucker, you see all kind of shit, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been running driving a long time. So, yeah, welcome, everybody. And May Street 139 says, hello, Sergeant Miller and Two Feathers on the air. Hello,
Main Street.
All right. Tell them what's going on. Appreciate you listening to the show.
Yep. And, you know, I've been listening to, you know, a lot of the roundtables and everything. And, you know, and I know, you know, this crazy crap going on. My sister got both the vaccines, you know, first and second. And, you know, about a month ago. And now she is in the ICU. With fluid in her lungs and can't breathe. So, my sister, she totally supports the vaccine, totally believes in the vaccine, believes in the government. And yep, she's only 4 years older than I am. I mean, so
I mean, it's a sad story and my heart goes out to you, but, I mean, each and every one of us is affected by it. And, you know, what really can you do? I mean, you try to tell them what's really going on. They oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. And I'm like, well, your government is the biggest conspiracy theorist ever.
Yeah, 10-4. You know, a year and a half ago, people got mad at me and called me the biggest conspiracy theorist ever. I mean, they would get so mad at me. But now, Revolution Radio is the biggest conspiracy theorist ever. I mean, because we point out, you know, because if you go against the official narrative, you're a conspiracy theorist. That's what they call it. That's what it is. And so we call out the truth and look for the truth, and they call us conspiracy theorists. But really, I mean, the truth is the truth is the truth. I mean, the truth has set you free. I mean, really, I mean, come on, guys. I mean, there's so much so many doctors and nurses and scientists coming forward and pointing out the truth about this crap, what's really going on. And if they try to go on the mainstream media, they kick them off the air immediately. I mean, they will close them off, go to a commercial and kick them off the air. I mean, really, come on, people. It's really crazy.
I don't know if you heard the new Peter McCullough, Dr. Peter McCullough. He's from Baylor. He's a virologist, epidemiologist. Oh, man, he got like about 25 different titles. And he put out a video the other day. I think it was October 2nd is the date. If you go to BitChute, you can type in Dr. Peter McCullough, October 2nd lecture. And man, let me tell you, he got the graphs, he got the data, because he been working on patients ever since COVID started, like hands on.
Yeah.
But his urgent care, he controls his own protocol. See what I'm saying? That's the difference. So he was early on hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and what's the other one? Quercetin. Quercetin is a plant-based, kind of like what ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine does. But he was early on the prophylactics and the early treatments. And man, he was like, I mean, if you listen to his lecture, the man almost cried. So that shows me he got compassion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Something these robots
on mainstream media does not have.
Exactly. They are psychopaths. And Pac Woman says, hello, Sergeant Miller and Two Feathers. So Pac Woman says, hello.
Now, Pac Woman, we're sending Australia positive thoughts.
Yep. And I'm Dr. Trucker Gerald. I mean, after a year on Revolution Radio and listening to finding out all about this stuff, they just call me Dr. Trucker Gerald.
Yeah, I mean, you can't help but learn. You know, I mean, if you're not learning anything these days, something is wrong.
Yep.
There's too much information out there. Over.
Hey, Trucker.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just posted something in our chat right here with us. Have your sister, like, scroll through those little slides. Now, this is microscopic evidence. You can't deny the evidence, okay? I'm just saying. It ain't like a, you know, like we're trying to take her to school or anything. I'm just saying, if she can't believe the microscopic evidence that's being presented, and you're showing her in her sight, let her see that. And what it does, it shows the one night we had on a mechanic show that they had some black goo, and you could kind of see it in that little one of the microscopic slides that it shows. It looks like it's grabbing the blood cells, and it's like taking the hair, like women's hair, and it's just wrapping the cells up like a steel wool, you know, that you clean pots and pans with. That's what it looks like. It's just wrapping it up. And it shows also like some of that black goo looks like it's attacking the cells. Like you can see it's just attacking it.
Yeah.
And that little front slide right there of that picture that it shows, the original picture, it shows, what they said was when they, you know how they take a vial when you go to the doctor and they stick you with a needle and they want to take some of your blood. So they put that little glass vial on there to take some of your blood. Well, they said they took one of those vials and they brought it to, I guess, room temperature. And some of those parasites were jumping out at the glass.
My goodness. Yeah, that's crazy.
Like it wanted to get out of something.
Yeah. And you want to mandate that?
Yeah, exactly.
Hilarious.
You know, I was on host chat earlier, and No Name, I think it was No Name, said that this is a Borg mentality or something like that. You know, if you watch the series Star Trek, Next Generation, remember the Borg?
And it's in one of the movies too.
Yeah. And that's what he was saying, that this is a Borg mentality, that once you get injected by this crap, you become a Borg. And really, I mean, you see all these videos of these people going crazy and just freaking out. And I mean, really, I mean, I don't know what's going on, but I mean, people are losing their compassion, their empathy, their everything. I mean, you know, and really, I mean, something that'll make you do stuff like that. I mean, it's really, really sad.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I mean, that pineal gland, we talk about it every week, Trucker Gerald, you know, that fluoride, you know, that's like the basis of all of this. If you're still using Colgate and Crest and, you know, the back of your toothpaste says call poison control if ingested.
Exactly. Oh, man, that is crazy.
How can you brush your teeth and not ingest your toothpaste? You know, that's like saying, okay, we're going to put this well-grilled steak in front of you and don't swallow.
You know? Yep. There were scientists back in the 1950s on video saying that fluoride is a toxin to your brain. It is a toxin. It is a dangerous for your brain. It crystallizes your pineal gland. It really does.
Yeah. And my early years in the military, we would go through this thing called processing. It's like a yearly health check, you know, by the military doctors and dentists. You know, they would check your teeth. They would check your heart rate, your blood work. They would give you the flu shot. You know what I'm saying? That's things you go through. But I had a dentist one year because I had all my wisdom teeth pulled out by the military, you know, to be able to deploy. Which is a great thing, because your wisdom teeth gonna give you problems eventually.
Yeah.
But you know, the dentist whispered in my ear, and he said, "Don't use fluoride." And this was years ago, and it really opened up my, you know, opened up my eyes. I was like, "Damn, for a dentist to tell you that," but he didn't say it loud. He just whispered, "Don't use fluoride."
Yeah, they can get in trouble for that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So from that day forth, you know, I really did study fluoride, and I mean, it led me down a rabbit hole. Oh man, biological warfare. Hitler perfected it, and Stalin even used it. So, you know, it just. Once you go down that rabbit hole, you will not be the same. Over.
Yep. Yeah, 10-4. And on IsraelNationalNews.com, okay, Pfizer scientist says natural immunity better than our vaccine. Alternative treatments pushed aside over money. Scientists involved in development of Pfizer vaccine say natural immunity likely superior. Okay. A number of scientists from the Pfizer Corporation involved in developing the COVID vaccine claim natural immunity is likely superior to the immunity obtained through vaccination, and their employer for pushing aside treatments for COVID, a group of conservative investigative journalists revealed Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll tell you something. And the number one vaccine in Israel is Pfizer. That's the only one they will allow.
This is the sickest, most inhumane experiment operation I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Yes.
I know. I used to go to sleep and I used to have nightmares, but now I go to sleep in peace and I wake up to a nightmare. I mean, it seems like every time I wake up, the world is a nightmare. It really is. Yeah. This is a scary place. I mean, I don't know what the hell is going on. I mean, where are the good guys? Where's the people on the Constitution? Where are the lawyers? You know, the constitutional lawyers, the law firms and everything. That's what, you know, I got mad at a lawyer. You know, he practices law. One of our hosts, you know, and I said, where the hell are the lawyers for the people? You know, our rights, you know, and it really pisses me off, you know, what is going on.
But you know, one thing I found traveling to other countries that we don't have in America, it's called human rights lawyers.
Right.
See, here we got constitutional lawyers or regular lawyers, regular attorneys. But I was in Germany, and you know, you're like in your city, you'll see like a building with attorney at law. You know, you'll see the office buildings, maybe look like an old house. It'll be an office. On the front, it'll say attorney, such and such, you know, and such and such. Well, in Germany, they had human rights lawyers, humane rights lawyers. And that blew my mind because I was like, I've never heard of that. You know, and I actually went in the place and asked him, what do you practice? And he was like, human rights. And I was like, wow, human rights? I mean, that must be, that's some serious shit, you know?
Yeah, you know? It does.
Yeah.
It does sound like that. And that maybe we should have had something like, maybe should have asked them, could y'all incorporate to the United States, please?
Well, I mean, as you study it, and this was like 2005, 2006.
Uh-huh.
This was years ago. But as you study it, you'll see treaties with the United Nations overseas, like humane rights. You got the human rights to exist, you know. And I'm like, wow, I'm like, this is some serious shit. So there's a lot of information out there. You just, you know, I mean, and we travelers, we truck drivers, so we always traveling and, you know, talking with people. And you know, that's one of the things I enjoy about being a trucker, is just traveling and meeting different people. And
did y'all hear that Israel, the majority of their people in their country, is they already taking the, what is it, the second jab or the booster?
Oh yeah, yeah, it's like 90%. Yeah,
that's beyond insanity.
And they're dying like crazy. They got a huge outbreak of the variant, the D variant, and you know, they're dying from the vaccine, and the vaccine's killing people.
Yeah. Now you could tell your sister, you know, if she'd be willing to lend an ear. I think one of us might have that video that the mechanic played that night, Sergeant Miller, that we could share with Trucker Gerald, of that nurse that went undercover. She had the phone underneath of the that little cover light, and she was in that room, and they had that doctor in there, and that lady said that she was treating that 13-year-old boy, And he never had a problem one, not one problem. She said, when I gave him the shot, all of a sudden I noticed that he started acquiring blood clots. Mm-hmm. Hey, so if that doesn't tell you, but.
Yeah, we've been joined by 870-870. Welcome to the call.
Yeah, this is Daryl, Stardust Man.
Hey, Daryl.
Yeah, there are two things I wanted to mention what you all were talking about in the past before I got a chance to call in. One was you were talking about conspiracy theorists.
Yep.
Do you know what the difference between the news and a conspiracy theorist is?
What's that?
6 months.
Yeah, 10-4.
And the other thing, you were talking about the fluoride. I don't know if a lot of people know about this, but concentration camps and all that during World War II, and before them, the Russians in their prisoner camps. You know, we all heard stories about their prisoner camps. They put fluoride in their water. And the purpose of them doing that, it made them more docile and easier to control over.
Yeah, passive.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I saw some chemtrails. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, two brothers.
I was going to say, I saw some chemtrails over here yesterday. You know, you talk about being passive, Sergeant Miller. You know, I just wonder, you know, and I caught myself a little while back, you know, thinking that just a thought came over me, and I don't know what it was, you know, that I had mentioned on one of the shows one night about, you know, through the chemtrail spraying, you know, aerosol spraying, they like to call it on a lighter note, that, you know, they could be spraying something in the atmosphere, too, that would make us be passive. Speaking of passive, Sergeant Miller.
Yeah.
You know? Well, and I had a thought. I had a thought of the Catholic faith not being a real bad religion. Go ahead. Well, what you was?
They got a lot of studies, you know, about the chemtrails, you know, mercury, aluminum. You know, well, I mean, man, that we got so much toxins in our body to where your body actually survives it. You know, you're fighting off maybe 10,000 different viruses, germs, bacteria each and every day.
Cool.
You know, so, I mean, when you study things and break it down like that, you'll be like, I mean, you got to go sit on the front porch and just and just think like, wow.
It make you want to cut an onion in half and put them on the bottom of your feet, huh? To draw out all them toxins.
Hey, that's an old remedy. That's an old flu remedy. Put the onion, put your sock on, and sweat that flu out. Yeah. Well, I know you're a country boy, so.
Yeah.
Yep. Y'all mind if I play a little song to cheer us up a little bit?
Boy.
Yep, here we go.
Got to give, baby.
Man, you brought back some memories.
Yeah, it's old. Yeah.
Well, forgive me. Forgive me. I don't know who that was. Who was that?
That's Sade. Sade, yeah. That's old. That's old Sade.
Now that's S-A-D-E.
Sade. Yeah, S-A-D-E. S-A-D-E, yep.
And everything that she made is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. Oh, man. That was the best concert I ever been to. Oh, man. She did a 12-hour concert. Wow. 12-hour concert. I was like, man, look.
I'm going to start with the...
Oh, undescribable. And at that time, I was a bartender at that time, and had another bartender. Man, she looked like Mariah Carey, man, but she was, and I had a big crush on her. But that was her favorite CD. You know, we'd get to the club early, you know, to stock and get everything ready for the night.
Yeah,
and she'd be in there playing that Sade. She'd be singing, and I'm looking at this woman like, man, this is one of the most beautiful women I ever saw in my life. But
where was you at?
I was in Houston.
Okay.
But she had a fiance, and he was a real piece of shit. Like, he'd put his hands on her.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I wanted, every time he would come in the club, boy, I wanted to hit him up the side of the head with a Hennessy bottle. Just, but, you know, playing that music brought back them type of memories. Over.
Yep, 10-4. Yeah, beautiful woman, beautiful woman. And, you know, you guys know the backstory of Sade? You know, she was adopted from, I think it was Nigeria, Africa. She was starving to death in Africa, and she was adopted by European parents in an all-white, like, community. And she was the only black person in the community. And she was like a celebrity because she was the only black person there.
Where you saw her in concert, Sergeant Miller?
In Houston, there's this concert hall called the Pavilion. And, you know, it's a big building, a big enclosed stage. It looks like the Senate. You know, it got the chairs going up on a hill.
Yeah.
And then at the top is grass. You know, you could bring like a blanket and sit down and,
wow.
You know, it was a beautiful, beautiful experience.
Wow. This guy I saw at Best Buy, he said that Sade is not welcome in the U.S. anymore. Is that true? Hear anything about that?
No, I've never heard that.
No, I never heard that. I know she got, like, diplomatic privileges. I mean, you got to understand, her music is global, you know, and, you know, like her and Michael Jackson will do a free concert and give all the proceeds, you know, like to Farm Aid and, you know, like We Are the World. So I don't understand why that would be possible, you know?
Oh, it was at Big Lots. That's where it was at. The guy told me. He said because of the impact, you know, that she has upon society, they didn't want that kind of music. I mean, I don't know how true that is. I mean, I haven't done any research on it, but, you know, just to hear such a thing, which I would think would be a negative for, you know, saying that she couldn't come to the U.S., you know, but I haven't seen her here in a while.
So, well, with this type of temperature that the world is in, I mean, they'll probably call her hate speech.
That's true.
Yep. How about something a little bit different? Y'all ready for something a little bit different? This is an awesome song. Let's see. Here we go.
Used to spend my nights out in the barroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But she rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back being too far gone. Right smooth, it's Tennessee whiskey.
Tennessee whiskey.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, that's a cool little song. Right,
yeah, but that's. But you see how music like that enhance movie scenes. You know, you watch a good movie and a certain song come on, it'll change the whole scene of a movie. You know, your commercials, TV shows. You know.
You know, with the what's going on in the world right now, I mean, it's so depressing. And so music really is inspiring. So people need some good music. And you know, I got things going on in my life and you guys got things going on in your life. And, you know, they're shutting down. I mean, people are losing their jobs. People are going homeless, going hungry. And these people, talking about a $3.2 trillion bill. And all the money is going to corporations and other governments and other countries. And it pisses me off. And, you know, the people, you know, you need to help the people, not other corporations. This is a pseudo corporations, this crap that's going on. I mean, it's fascism. That's what it is. And it's really fascism. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pseudo, de facto, all of those, you know, law terms. And you know, this is no longer a government.
No.
Of what, you know, we were taught it was. This is a full-fledged mafia. I mean, that's the best way I describe it. And if they're not going by the law, then why are you going by the law?
Exactly. And remember when Joe Biden came out and said that, you know, all corporations or all businesses over 100 employees have to get the vaccine? Well, that executive order is not on the government registry. It is not there. There is no executive order because they would tear that damn thing up. The constitutional attorneys would tear that thing up if they put it up there. That's why there is no executive order.
Yeah, but this day and age, a lie has more power than the truth in this inverted world. So it's really what the consent believe in. And you got a lot of people consenting by force. And anything done by force is tyranny. I don't care what anybody got to say. If it's going against your free will, it is tyranny.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely. You know, it's not a government. It just seems like that, you know, you kind of feel like it's going down the toilet bowl. You know, I would just pass up the Nissan dealership over here on the 49, and it looked like they might have had a total of 30 cars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 25, 30 cars at the most on the lot. And just like Dude Guy said last night, or the other night, he said that, you know, they're just going to keep taking it, you know, down, just like they're trying to do. You know, it's supposed to be getting better, and it's just like, you know, these people in Wall Street, you know, I hear them yesterday, they talk about Jerome Powell, which is our federal chairman. They weren't, you know, just wanting him to continue. I heard something somebody said earlier, I'll get back to Jerome Powell in a second, but they said Biden's plan is working because they had so many, you know, people that's out of work. And I guess, I don't know if they're still paying the unemployment situation or whatever right now, but that was part of their plan, was to put people out of work. And if they could pay them, a certain amount, then they knew that those people wouldn't want to come back to work anyway. But, you know, they're looking at the jobs and they're saying that they got unemployment down to 5%, 5.7% or whatever. That's because those people hadn't returned, you see, but they said it was all part of Biden's plan. You see? Mm-hmm. And Jerome Powell's like going to continue to, you know, like, they call it tapering, but they got their own language for tapering, you know, that they might say, like, we're still going to raise prices, you know, on a federal level. They're still going to raise prices on us. But then they're going to taper it, you know, a little bit as it, next year and the year after, but they're still going to raise prices, you see?
Mm.
Prices are still going to continue to raise. I don't know if people, you know, they say that people got raises at work, but what you're going to go and buy is going to cost you more, and it's going to eat up the raise that you got. So where does it all give, you know?
Yeah, like, and gas prices just went up. I mean, I'm in South Carolina. And normally, South Carolina has the lowest gas prices pretty much throughout the U.S. And gas prices now are like $3.20 a gallon. And, you know, for someone that makes minimum wage, I mean, that is very hard for someone that makes minimum wage to fill up a gas tank. I mean, it really does.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you wanna drop your call-in number in the chat?
Oh, yeah. I always forget that. I'm sorry.
I think RD47 want to call in.
Yeah, yeah. My call-in number, my direct number to the show is 803-658-8153. All right? My direct call-in number. Let me verify that. Let me go to my...
give it again, Chuck and Gerald.
Yeah,
you
I just
might have been grabbing their pens.
Yeah, 803-658-8153. 803-658-8153. Or I'm Trucker Gerald on Skype. Anybody wants to call in? Yep.
How the chat looking?
Oh, good, good. Yeah, we got a few people in chat and they are having fun. So come on over, guys. We're Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. We got a live chat room, and they are very nice people.
You know, you're talking about gas prices. Right where I live here in northern Arkansas, it hasn't fluctuated that much, you know, compared to other places. Like, it's been holding, like, in the $2.80 mark, you know. And the difference about this area is we're kind of like in the middle of nowhere. And so the price is normally higher here than any direction you go. And like on the norm, you go 20 miles to the state line, and in Missouri it'll be 10 cents cheaper. But it's been holding at about a $1.88, $1.89 for a number of weeks now, for about a month.
Yeah, 10-4. Okay. Yeah, I got my wife's sister lives in Missouri, and we used to go up there on vacation. I always called it misery. Yeah, 10-4.
In the land of misery, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also known for, you know, if you don't like the weather, just wait a bit because it's going to change.
Yep. All right, I got the cranberries linger. I don't know if you guys like the cranberries, but, you know.
Oh, that's an awesome song. My favorite song of them is Zombie.
Yeah. Yeah. I played that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and the lead singer, she passed away a few years ago.
Yeah, that's what I was about to talk about. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. Let me start sharing this. Let's see. Have to let it linger. And you know, I know, guys, I'm a little bit down tonight, so I thought I'd play a little bit more music. And we got Pat calling. All right, PAC is calling.
Yeah, I see Paul. I think it was on the High Council the other night.
Yeah,
people want to go that. That was a damn good video he sent of the parliament in Australia. That guy was going in, man.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, that was good. I listened to the whole thing, yeah. And, Pac, welcome to the call. How you doing? Pac, are you there?
Am I still on the call? Yeah, I don't think.
You're breaking up really bad there, Pac. Okay. I can't understand you.
Hang on. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Hi.
Hello, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
What's going on, Peg?
Oh, not much. I just finished watering my garden because it was so hot today. We got to probably 100 degrees today. And we're still only
At least you can't get arrested for watering your own plants in your yard.
Give it time because I'm watering vegetables. You're not allowed to have vegetable gardens. They're just about forbidden.
What?
Wow.
Oh my God. You're not allowed. You're what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you now, might poison yourself with fresh food.
Wait a minute now. You're not allowed to have a vegetable garden in Australia?
That's where they're getting to. They're getting to that point that they're about to, like, bring that in. They've talked about it. They stop people from having water tanks because people used to have water tanks in their yards and they used to use that for their gardens, and then they made them take out the water tanks.
Oh, my goodness. Do you live in the city area, Pac, or you live out in the...
No, I'm out in the sticks. I'm, you know, away from the town.
Yeah, so how would they even know?
A long way away. Well, they won't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I don't care. Like, you know, come to my door. Like, put a bullet to my head. It's the only way to stop me from watering my vegetables.
Exactly. 10-4. I mean, my goodness. Did you just hear that, people? They are stopping people from watering their vegetables. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a garden in my backyard. I've got a garden. I've got hot peppers and bell peppers and tomatoes and eggplant. I mean, tell me not to water my damn vegetables. And you can, hell no.
Yeah, it's good crazy. It's getting absolutely crazy. They people say that we're hard done by because they took our guns away. Well, you know, they take our water tanks away. They want to tax the farmer for any water that falls on their land, right? Even if they don't get to collect it because it runs off.
That's crazy.
It's a crazy, 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 mad, mad world.
Well, Go ahead.
Pac, I wanted to ask you a question. Do you own a black dress?
I do own a black dress.
Because I always think of you, of a song, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress.
That's me. That was my favorite song when I was younger. Long, cool woman in a black dress. That's me. most of my dresses when I go out are black. You know, and I often wear like jeans, tight jeans. Like I turned 65 the other day, and my jeans. Thank you. I still wear my Levi's. I still wear T-shirts. I don't change. Well, maybe some of the dresses aren't as raunchy as they used to be, but I wear what I feel comfortable in. I don't care what people think. I'm the only judge that I have, and I don't judge myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, congratulations on the birthday, and I wonder if you ever thought you would see some bullshit like this on your time on this planet.
Well, actually, I've probably been waiting for it all my life. Okay. My dad, he served in the Second World War, and when he came home, he said to my mum, whatever you do, don't ever vote for a republic. Because he knew back then, that's World War II I'm talking about, because my dad, you know, he was born probably about what are we into? Probably 108 years ago. That he died when he was 70 from cancer from the war. He knew back then that about World War II. He knew that that was the beginning of, if we went to a republic, that meant that they were going to bring in the new world order. He knew that back then.
Hold that thought. We're going to break, guys. We're going to break. We'll be right back, everyone. I thought I heard music. Hang on. I thought I heard music.
I don't know. What's the time?
I heard something. I don't know. I thought we're going to break anyway. It's 3:57. So we should be, I don't know, maybe we're not going to have a break. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Pac.
No, that's all right. You might have still had that song in your head from the Hollies, Long Cool Woman.
Linger.
Yeah.
There it goes.
That's the music. Yeah.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Who owns you? If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine.
There was blood on the wire.
Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays for Voices on the Wind with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire.
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
Lost a little honey on the lone highway. Left me for another on the lone highway. They killed Dirty Dog McGee on the lone highway.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution. Revolution. Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hello, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Driver's Lounge with Trucker Gerald. Hello, hello, hello. And you are listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Come on over. We got a live chat room. So come on over. We are 100% listener supported. So make sure you hit that donate button and help us out, because we rely totally on the listeners to help this station out. So help us out. We got a live, we got a store. And you can get some coffee mugs, t-shirts, all kind of good stuff in there. So click on that store and help us out. We get a little bit. So, and we are 100% anti-corporation. We do not take any money from corporations. So we rely on you. So everybody, welcome back. We got PAC. We got Sergeant Miller. We got Two Feathers. We've got Stardust Man. So welcome back to the call, guys. And I'm sorry to interrupt you there, Pete Pack. Go ahead and finish your statement.
Yeah. Thanks for that. Yeah, no, I was just saying that my father during World War II realized that they were planning on bringing in the New World Order. They had it planned that they would try and get the public behind having going to a republic type government instead of us being under the Commonwealth, and using it as a, you know, get rid of the burden of the Queen and the taxes and the rest of it. But people didn't understand that that means getting rid of our constitution and everything else. That would have dissolved everything about Australia. And
well, Pat, I don't understand why are they being so hard in Australia right now. I mean, being so far south, I just don't get it. Why are they being so hard in Australia?
I think because we are, if they can defeat us, they can defeat anybody. And I'm not bragging about, you know, being tough Aussies. You know, our Anzacs left a legacy at Gallipoli, or they sent us there to die in a place where they didn't think that we would even survive. And our men fought, they held back the Turks, and they did a wonderful job, you know. And the spirit of the Anzacs, which is the Australian and the New Zealand, and got named the Anzacs, the Australian and New Zealand Army Corps, they had that fighting spirit that regardless of how bad it was, they never gave up, right? And that battle of Gallipoli is very famous. So we've got that spirit in us. So, and same as in World War II, like, you know, we did some amazing battles and held back, you know, thousands of you know, soldiers with only small amount of people. But I think in Australia we've also been laid back. Right, we're a happy-go-lucky type people. We sit back, we relax. Oh, well, you know, it's just the government. It's all right. You know, it's not hurting us type thing. But now it's hurting people. So people take a certain amount, right, and then they stand up and they fight. And they've pushed us and pushed us. And regardless of, they thought they could take us, but they haven't. People are standing up. And the more they fight people, the more people stand up. We had one person, I think, 2 weeks ago, who was beaten up terrible in Melbourne by the police. And while he's in the ground, while the police are beating into him, you know what he's saying? He's saying, Aussie, 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 oi, 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 while the boots are laying into him. That is the Australian spirit. You know?
Yeah. And, you know, the United States, we used to have that spirit. And I think we still do. They call us the sleeping giant for a reason. Because once we wake up, we don't give up. We fight to the death. And, you know, if they bring that shit, you know, like May Street 139 says, beta test, Canada and the U.S. next to go global IMO. And, yeah, bring it to the United States. Come on, bring it. You know, I'm ready. I don't give a shit. I'll die. You know, you can kill me because I will fight to the death. You know, I'm not giving up my freedom.
I've been ready the last 10 years. So. Yeah. The day they cross that thin red line is the day the world will change. And that's in my heart. You're gonna see
Australia, they've already crossed the red line.
You know,
United States, if they cross that line, you will see these veterans step up. And you will see what freedom really is. And I'm just telling you because I know these veterans. I talk to these veterans, old and young. That will be the day racism ends, division ends, and you will see what a patriot is capable of. And I fear that day because I don't know if we can come back when that line is crossed. I'm talking about the United States.
You know, Pac, you know, I think about this every single day. I wish I had the money to create an army to send over to Australia to help you guys, to beat up them freaking police. I mean, really, I wish I was rich enough or, you know, all that stuff. I mean, I wish I could help you really, really, really. So, my heart goes out to you guys.
Thank you. The support that we are getting from people overseas. Now, New York, they I think it was New York, where they protested outside the Australian embassy for what was happening in Australia. London, they had about 1 million people protesting outside the Australian embassy. Poland, the politicians in Poland stood outside of the Australian embassy. I think France did too, and probably other countries. So the word is getting out there that what Australia is doing wrong is wrong, right? Any person with a half a brain can see that what they are doing is wrong. And we appreciate it. We can see that. And that gives us more hope and more strength to keep fighting. So it's really good that we're getting that support, right? But we've now got police who are standing up. We've now got nurses who are standing up. See, now it's mandatory for them. People don't react until it's on their doorstep. So for policemen, it's now on their doorstep. For nurses, it's now on their doorstep, right? They don't have a job if they don't get the jab. So they're now standing up. There's a lot more stories that are coming out now. So, and you've got to remember, these police who are still there, right, they have weapons, right? We've got military who will stand up, and they have weapons. So, and we've still got farmers. We've still got people who shoot. You know, we have hunters, and we have, you know, sportsmen who shoot. So there are still guns in this country. So we're getting to that point now that at each rally, we are getting more and more people. So we're now having police at our rallies. We're having nurses at our rallies. So, and that's a big thing. now.
Say, Pac, from my understanding, in Australia, you're not allowed to own a semi-automatic weapon, right? Am I correct on that?
Yeah. They've been banned for a long time. Well, guns have been banned for a long time.
Yeah. You're allowed to have hunting rifles and shotguns for game hunting, what's the situation of the procedure? I mean, can just anybody go out and buy one, or how does that work over there?
No, you've got to go and get a license. You've got to go and have a do training. You've got to get a training and get a license, which is a full day thing. I think they do a police check. I'm not sure. I did have an appointment to have one, but it was at the time when all of our cars died, and there was only one car and two people working. So, and the test was like 40 minutes away, so I couldn't attend it. Otherwise, I would have a gun license and a gun by now. But because I'm on acreage, so I can get a gun. I'm allowed one without having to go through all of the other things, whereas I could have a weapon and I can keep that here. Whereas
What about somebody that lives in a apartment complex in the middle of a large city?
Well, they can get some can have a gun license, but they would normally go to a shooting range, and the shooting range keeps all of the guns there, I believe.
So they're not allowed to keep their gun in their home. They have to keep it at a different facility.
Yeah, I think so for the city people.
Okay. Yeah, because if you live out in the middle of nowhere, you need that gun handy because everything in Australia wants to kill you.
Yeah, well, that's it. We're tough here. Everything wants to kill you.
If you live in the city, if you live in the city, you tell the whomever's breaking in your house to stay right there. You got to go run to the gun range and get your gun. You'll be back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah. Ammunition is not allowed to be in the same place as the guns, and the laws that they brought in is completely crazy. Yeah, hang on, mate. I've got my gun, but I've now got to like find the other key for the other gun case, where the ammunition is, because it's not allowed in the same area. Yeah, it's stupid, right? It's stupid. Country people don't do that because, you know, as you said, there are deadly things out here, right? And, you know, you've got to take action. Even though I don't like to kill the animals, like, you know, we have some lovely deadly snakes and, you know, I'll get my shovel and try and shove them around. Otherwise, you know, if they don't want to go, if they want to get aggressive, well, you know, sorry, off with your head, mate. But I'll do that with a shovel. But it's just madness. But we've got people who are standing up now. So it's now come to everybody's door with this mandatory stuff. And businesses don't realize that the government, especially in New South Wales, I found their paperwork last week. They brought in that here, if you got injured at work, right, there's a thing that's called work cover, so that you're covered there medically, right? So you know how the drug companies are not liable if you have an injury from the vaccine, right? So they've now made it so that the government also is not liable. So if a business makes it mandatory, then if that your worker then has a reaction, you are financially responsible for that person until that man dies.
So you are responsible for that individual, you're saying?
Wait. What?
Yeah. What? Yeah.
No way. Wait. What? Wait. You just blew my mind. What the hell did you repeat that?
Okay. So if you're a business, so if you're a shop owner, and you make it mandatory for your workers to get the jab, you know, because the government has been pushing the businesses to make it mandatory and stating that the government supports the businesses who make it mandatory. That's what comes out of their mouth. Look what they're doing with the other hand. In the other hand, they are saying, they're writing legislation that worker, if that worker has a reaction, then you now are financially responsible for that person for the rest of their life.
Absolutely.
Even if they're no longer working for you for the of their life.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the businesses don't know.
Huh?
Wow.
Well, that's
this is just like snuck in legislation. It's all done under the table with nobody around, right? Because they call it emergency powers. I thought I said that in that thing the other day.
So instead of having the pharmaceutical responsible for the damages, they take your employer and make him responsible for the damages instead, right?
Yes. And I think, because we have a thing called Medicare here. And so you can go to the hospital and they, you know, you don't get a bill. Especially for most people. But I think that also takes that away. I'm not sure, but I have a funny feeling that that's, you know, everything. All your medical, you know, so you're virtually paying wages for somebody for the rest of their days plus their medical.
Wow, that's good. Yeah. We've got that too, I think, with the workers' comp. I think we've got that in the United States.
Yeah, workers' comp, yes. But they're taking away from workers' comp. Workers' comp is something that businesses pay into, right? They pay a little bit into workers' comp, and then workers' comp then pays for anybody that gets injured at work.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, this is taken away from workers' comp. So you personally are responsible.
Okay.
Yeah. Not workers' comp.
Yeah, good deal.
Yeah. Yeah. But businesses don't know it. They don't know that because the government encouraged them to do it, and the government told businesses that we will support all businesses who make it mandatory. Right? So they think that they've got the backing of the government. They also think that this is a fully approved vaccine, which is safe and effective, right? Because that's the only information that comes into Australia, right? They don't know it's still an experiment. They don't know about all of the injuries and the deaths. They don't know that.
Right.
Doctors don't know it. Pharmacists don't know it. The censorship here is very, very bad. And if you don't follow the narrative of what the government tells you, then you are spreading misinformation and you are then censored and can lose your job.
Wow.
Or your license. If you're a doctor, you lose your license. So you're no longer registered as a doctor.
Yep, 10-4. All right. Hey, I got a song for you guys.
Music will be good.
Yeah, this is for all the truck drivers out there. This is when the trucking industry or the rail industry took over from the horses. So this is bluegrass, so I hope you like it.
I can't hear it.
Hang on. Yep, still working. I'm slow.
Rode the plains as lovers do, he raced beneath the summer sun. My dusky eyes met his soul blue, our soaring spirits breathed as one. We blazed our love across the sky, surrendered to its ancient force. Until the day he said goodbye and climbed aboard the iron horse. I heard its challenge loud and shrill as we chased it on. Though my steed had the stronger will, the iron horse had the longer stride. Whistle cut me like a blade, I loaded screaming, spooky cry. How could he leave his Indian maid? I'll ride like wind and ask him why. Astride my fearless painted dun, I chose my pace and set my course. To catch this demon on the run, my steed against this iron horse. Heard its challenge loud and shrill as we chased it up the great divide. And though my steed had the stronger will, the higher horse had the longer stride.
All right.
Trucker Gerald, I know exactly who that is. That's Mean Mary.
Yep, Mean Mary. There you go.
I don't know if you ever seen it, but there's a video out there. I forget what show she was on, but she was 6 years old playing a guitar, and the guitar is almost as big as she is.
Yeah, I like her. Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah,
I've never heard of her before.
Yeah, I thought I'd throw something in there a little bit different. You know, I like that bluegrass, that little banjo thing going. You know, I like I'm open-minded. I like a little bit of everything, so.
Yeah, I've never heard of her before. And I mean, you know, I've listened to a lot of bluegrass, I mean, in the past. I was trying to think of that girl's name.
This woman is a really awesome banjo picker. There's a video out there that said, Fast Banjo Mean Mary, and she can play the hell out of a banjo, I'm telling you.
Yep, Mean Mary, yep. Yeah, check her out, guys. Yeah, if you like banjo, yeah, that's awesome.
I just, I'm not into the real fast playing, banjo playing. You know, I just like that stuff that it's like heartfelt, you know? Like, you get a bunch of the old-timers, the old ladies, that would sing, you know, like some gospel, some old Southern gospel. You know, and they would have like a couple of the grandmas or something up there in front singing. Yeah, man, I tell you what, just melt you down to nothing.
Yeah, everybody, yeah. You know, this world is going crazy and I don't know what's going on, so. You know, I wish the best for everybody. You know, I want everybody to be happy, to be free, to be prosperous, to be happy. You know, everybody out there. I know I piss off a lot of people. You know, I really do. And I don't mean to. You know, all I do is I search for the truth because, you know, everything is a lie. I do not believe the official narrative of anything, you know, because they lie to us. I mean, everything is a lie. Really, I mean, They brainwash you every single day on TV and give you propaganda. And it's proven 9/11, September 11, 2001, was an inside job. I mean, absolutely, without a doubt, was an inside job. The moon landing was absolutely fake. I mean, if they lie to you over and over and over again, why believe anything they say? I mean, really, it's, I mean, everything over and over is a lie. So, Pac, do you got anything else? I know you was on a, on a rant there.
Oh, no, I needed to be stopped by good music.
Yeah, 10-4.
Yeah. My blood boils sometimes when I start thinking about, like, what they're doing and how long they've been doing it. Like, if my dad at World War II could see the writing on the wall back then, you know, it just goes to show how long they've been planning this. So, yeah. So, you know, music and change of pace is good.
That's something I wanted to ask you, Pac. You mentioned your father was in World War II. My father was too. My father was he was a searchlight operator during World War II. I was wondering what your dad did in World War II.
Actually, to tell you the truth, I don't really know. I don't know. He was never allowed to talk about it. My mum didn't want to know anything about the war. My dad come home a different man. He got a dishonorable discharge. And I'm proud of him for getting a dishonorable discharge because he stood up to him. He questioned why young men were coming to war and dying.
He didn't put up with shit.
Yeah, he didn't put up with it. Any, you know, because he had a son at home, and my brother Bobby would have only maybe been maybe 3 or 4 maybe when Dad went to war. So, you know, for every young person that he saw, you know, get killed or you know, in their uniform, you know, he would have known that one day that's going to happen to his boy. And he knew that, you know, that boy belonged to, you know, somebody's parent. Like, there's a dad that won't have their little boy anymore. Yeah, so he stood up against it, questioned it.
Something else I was going to say to you, as it turns out, you're like 4 or 5 months older than me.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because my birthday was
Sergeant Miller.
On the 3rd, yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to tell Pac, thank you for that document that you put in, I think the chat that you had started, that letters chat.
Yeah, letters to the government. Here, I just did that in Skype so that we could share information because we don't get a lot of stuff here because it's censored. And you don't get a lot of stuff either. So, you know, and because Australia at the moment, well, what's happening here is, you know, relevant to America and relevant to the world. I figured by starting that and putting people in there, I'm getting the information to use as quickly as I am. So then, you know, if yous are on radio or whatever, yous can bring it to the attention of other people. And it's good because Mona puts a lot of stuff in there now too. So it's good to keep in.
That's a damn good document. I don't know if Two Feathers or Trucker Gerald saw it, but I read through that, and it's some very, very eye-opening numbers in that. Oof, man.
Yeah. It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very scary.
Yeah.
What document was this?
I think I might have to add you to that page. It's at this page I started, and I think there's about 12 people. Which one was it? That was... about the.
There you go. There you go. I just put it in our little chat.
Yeah, it was. The vaccine report. Yeah.
Can you expand on it a little bit, please?
There was a group. I can't remember who they were, but they actually took a lot of all the data from around the world and different things to do with the vaccine and the injuries and stuff. So they sort of like compiled side effects and all of that stuff. So it's got a lot of that information in regards to the actual reports of, you know, what this vaccine is doing. So, yeah, it's just a good report. So there was lots of stuff from all different places, even stuff off Facebook and social media. Because there was one a radio station, I think it was like an ABC station, studio, whatever, who actually they made the mistake of putting on a post for anyone who is unvaccinated who suffered from COVID. Can they please put in a comment? Well, they said, well, you know, we never had COVID, but we got vaccinated and we got injured, or we got COVID after we were vaccinated, or, you know, my mother passed away after she got vaccinated and got COVID. And they had thousands and thousands of comments. I don't think they ran the story because they didn't. Nobody wrote in and said, "Yeah, I had COVID, and I'm unvaccinated." Nobody.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the vaccine death report, at least five times more deaths. CDC whistleblower signed sworn affidavit. There's data from the American CDC showed as of September 17, 2021, already 726,963 people suffered adverse reactions, including stroke, heart failure, blood clots, brain disorders, convulsions, seizures, inflammations of the brain and spinal cord, life-threatening allergic reactions, autoimmune diseases, arthritis, miscarriages, infertility, rapid onset muscle weakness, deafness, blindness, narcolepsy, I'm not sure what that is, and cataplexy, besides the astronomical number of severe side effects. The CDC reports that almost 15,386 people died as a result of receiving the experimental injections. However, the CDC healthcare fraud detection expert named Jane Doe investigated this and came to the shocking discovery that the number of deaths is at least five times higher than what the CDC is admitting. In said that the number of deaths is 10 times higher. The CDC health fraud detection expert signed an affidavit in what she stated her findings. She carefully chose the wording underreported by a conservative factor of at least five. Wow. That is crazy, yeah. People.
Yeah. You know, something I wanted to mention about that is over time, continuously, they keep finding out more and more things around that's wrong with, you know, harmful stuff that it does. You know, it's like every week something new comes out. And I refuse to call it a vaccine because a vaccine, if it was a vaccine, you would get the shot and then you would not come down with it. But it is absolutely doing nothing to prevent you from coming down with COVID after you get it. The people with vaccine BS vaccine. But the people getting this shot, they are not protected at all from still coming down with COVID. So it's not a vaccine.
Yeah, and it's not stopping them from going into hospitals either, right? Here in New South Wales, now they keep denying it, but the health minister last week actually stated 78% of the people in New South Wales hospitals were fully vaccinated. 78% fully vaccinated. 17% had their first dose. You add up 17 and 78. To me, that makes 95% of the people in New South Wales hospitals are vaccinated. They're the people in hospitals with COVID. Yeah, you got 13, I think they're saying now in lots of places around the world that they're saying that it's about 11 or 13% more chance of catching COVID once you and going in hospital than you did before.
Yeah, 10-4, yeah, man.
I tell you to trust the science.
Huh. Yeah, trust the science. Yeah, trust the government-funded science.
Mm-hmm. And you know what they'll do is they'll come back and then you know what they want to say? We're really sorry that you all had a loss of life. We're sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're sorry. What does sorry do? Sorry does nothing. And sorry doesn't bring back a loved one. It doesn't, you know, make your body better again. You know, I shared a thing earlier. What was it? It was to do with India. Now there's one town there. They have like about 230 million people. It was actually on What's Your American Thing, All American News.
Yeah, I've been hearing about that. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Where they've done now, the people there are only like 5%. So they were making the comparison between America and there. So American is 60% vaccinated. This place, which, you know, probably about the same amount of people in America, whatever. So they're only like 5.6% vaccinated. And the death rate in America was like crazy. The people with COVID was crazy. The people in India, I think they had like 111 people with COVID in that 231 million people, right?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, yeah. Their death rate was like, you know, like 1% or something. It was very, very small. Yeah.
Yeah, 10-4. And I got a song for you guys. And this is something new. And she is not a top pop, you know, artist. She is just a nobody on YouTube. So I hope you enjoy it.
Wait, thought they just fade away. But gave them a place to stay. And these are just flying by. But these never quite left my eye. 99 good things, just one bad. But that one's driving me mad. Every time I breathe, every time I'm dreaming in my bed, 7 days a week, thinking of the words that I once said to you. I still wake up wishing I could just move on, tell myself I'm okay, I did no wrong, but the day comes back to me, every time I breathe. At first, thought I'd forget about you, but every day.
day feels like deja vu.
That was pretty awesome. What astounds me is she's putting so much heart and soul into the words of that song. Who is that?
That's an incredible voice. That's just beautiful. What's the name, Trucker? You have to unmute yourself.
Yep, sorry about that. I was sitting there talking, and Arlissa, Arlissa on YouTube. Yeah, she is awesome.
Oh, that's beautiful. You need to share that link in the chat. She's beautiful. That's an incredible voice. Very beautiful looking woman too.
Sound like she's in the range of like Beyonce.
She's a nobody. Yeah. And don't have a recording anything, and she's just a nobody on YouTube. And yeah, awesome voice. So yeah, I'm gonna put it in chat. Let's see, there it is.
Yeah, she reminded me of somebody, but I don't think it's Beyonce. Somebody else she reminded me of, but I can't think. But she's sort of got that pure voice like Christine Aguilera. Is that her name? It's just a beautiful, pure voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera. She can hit some really high notes.
I loved her in that movie Burlesque with Cher. Beautiful voice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I know I'm playing a lot of music tonight, guys. I'm a little down, you know. And music picks me up, makes me feel better. I love music, so all types of music, and I want the world to be free, to be happy, I want the world to love each other. I mean, really. The world. I want the world to be happy, to be free. I mean, everybody, Australia, China, you know, I don't care, North Korea and Germany and everybody. I want everybody to be happy and to be free. And these governments are freaking pissing me off. I mean, really pissing me off. I mean, I'm ready. Well, I don't want to say it on radio, but anyway, you know what I mean.
We need to dissolve. A lot of people, you know, they're already looking at who they're going to vote for next year, right? That's not what we need, right? People don't understand what we need to do is dissolve the government, right? We need to dissolve them. Totally dissolve the government. Exactly. We can run on councils and local sheriffs and local communities and whatever, right? We don't need to have all of these politicians that all they do is drain all the money from you know, here. Like, you know, they get $1 million pension for the rest of their life and prime ministers and, you know, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. But if you dissolve the government, what that does, it actually dissolves all of those contracts, right, that those unlawful governments, because they're not governments, they're corporations, right? We know that the corporations, we know that Australia, our government buildings, they're all listed in the United States securities, registered. So, you know, we're listed over there. So how can we be listed over there if we're Australian, right? So we're a corporation. We're not a government. So all of the government contracts, so the government contracts that they have with China and India and anybody else, they're invalid. Any debt that we have borrowed from anybody the Rockefellers, anybody, is invalid, right? By dissolving the government. And then you've got a clean slate and you start with not political parties, but with people. So you, like it's supposed to be, you have people who get in there and they run for the people in their area, the people who voted mm-hmm. them in. Yeah, not for corporations, not for lobbyists, not for a small minority that, you know, yeah, so everybody's all the same, everybody pays the same amount of tax, whatever that tax bracket be, and take all of the taxes off our fuel and off our roads and everything else and just have a small tax. People should not be working, two parents working two jobs, never seeing each other, never seeing the children, paying for schools and childcare and everything else just to try and what something that they believe is a better life. Well, take a look around, people, but that's not a better life. A better life is for the mum to stay home and nurture her children like she's meant to, and I'll get into trouble from all of those people. I don't give a damn. I'm a woman. If you're a woman, it means that you are a womb of a man. So you have a womb. If you have a womb, you're a woman. You are to nurture. You are to care. That's your role. A man's role is to protect. So,
you know, that's interesting you say that, because, you know, the womb of man, because it automatically makes me think about, you know, the took a rib from Adam to create Eve.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what, Chuck and Gerald, you can go ahead and say that you want to, you can say it on air. That just like in Braveheart, where they turned around and they lifted their kilts up to show their naked butt. You can say that on the air. you ready to give the government your kilt look? You know, we get it. Yeah, and pat yourself on the both booty cheeks.
Expose your fanny.
I just give him the finger.
Yeah, make sure you pat both butt cheeks. Go ahead, son.
So kiss my Aussie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Kiss my Aussie, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. 10-4.
You can stick it where the sun don't shine.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yep. Exactly. And
I dropped in our chat, Dr. Peter McCullough. He put in a very detailed lecture he did October 2nd. So it's still fresh. So I just recommend y'all check that out.
I believe with the court case that they're hearing in New South Wales at the moment against the government, I believe that he's one of the witnesses who has put in an affidavit for evidence in our courts here in Australia.
Yeah, because in this lecture, he actually gives out the website where you can get the files that he shows in the graphs, and these are from his personal urgent care facility, where he said he treated like maybe 10,000 people. So that's his case study. Okay. And he recommends ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and quercetin, because quercetin is a plant base. It basically opens up the cell for like vitamin C, vitamin D3, and zinc. And these are his words. I'm not a doctor, but I'm just saying those are his templates.
Yep, 10-4.
For protecting yourself, you know?
Oh, yeah, 10-4. And I just ordered turmeric and ginger and black pepper. And yeah, guys, I mean, you need to get on vitamin C, vitamin D. I take a regular, all-natural multivitamin for men and fish oil. And I take a whole bunch of multivitamins. So, yeah, you need to get on.
And Dr. Gerald, you do know the importance of why with turmeric you want to take black pepper with it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a combination.
Yeah, what the black pepper actually does is it multiplies the absorption amount of the turmeric. Because you can just take turmeric by itself. You know, there's a lot of stuff. If you take it by itself, you'll just pass it through your system and your body won't actually get that much out of it. But if there's other things, you know, like for with turmeric, black pepper, it greatly, greatly increases the absorption rate of the turmeric.
Yeah.
And
it's good to put in your food too. You know? Like if you're making a spaghetti soup.
I put in everything I cook. I got really, yeah, really lucky, and I was at Walmart, and they have this clearance rack. They got in these 14-ounce bags of turmeric. 14 ounces. Turmeric is pretty expensive. 14 ounces of turmeric, and they accidentally sent them something that they don't normally sell. So they put it on that clearance rack, and they marked it $1 a bag. I bought four bags of it.
Mm-hmm. Good bargain hunting. Good man.
My eyes are always open for them.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And another thing with the vitamin D3, K2. K2 opens up the cell for vitamin D3 to absorb into your body. So that's just another thing to look at.
Yeah, everybody, we are not doctors. We are not physicians or anything like that. So, you know, do your own research. So I know Revolution Radio gets a little upset, you know, when we talk about remedies and stuff like that. So do your own research and you know, I wish everyone well. I really do. I know everybody gets mad at me because I'm so controversial. I have a lot of controversial shows, and I don't mean to make anybody mad. I love all of you. I really do. I want everybody to be happy, free, and prosperous. Really, I do.
Nothing wrong with being controversial. Controversial just means that you know you're pumping the blood and you're talking about something that people are too afraid to talk about.
Right. You know, something I never realized as a child growing up in North Dakota is we had this plant called burnweed, and we always avoided it, and I was like, I really hated that plant because if you rubbed up against it, you would get these big old blisters, you know, and that's why they call it a burnweed, because it burned like crap. And what I did not realize that all those years, it was not until I was 50 years old, I did not learn that it was actually, its proper name is stinging nettles, which is very beneficial. Over.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's it. People don't understand a nature's healers. Milkweed, I don't know what's called.
Yes. Monarch butterfly depends on those to survive.
Yeah. Now that you can put that down, and I used to in the
Hi
office,
everybody, it's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media political pundit talk shows, there's Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing, and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, The Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.